Virginia native Patsy Cline was the first solo female country music superstar, and before her tragic death in a plane crash in 1963, she managed to cross over to the pop charts as well. Some 50 years after her passing, she is still recognized for her enormous contributions to music and has been treated to a biopic starring Jessica Lange and several plays, one of which, Always Patsy Cline, is now playing at Barksdale Hanover Tavern. Always Patsy Cline tells the story of her rise to fame through the eyes of one of her earliest fans, Louise Seeger, a Houston woman who befriended Cline one night, and the two became pen pals for the rest of Cline's life. It's a true story, and even though certain liberties are taken in the script in order to accommodate some of Cline's recordings, the evening is over the top with its energy, and most people will have a wonderful time listening to the music and enjoying Seeger's adulation stories and down-home humor. Deborah Wagner plays Cline, taking her from her early days in cowgirl outfits, singing songs written by artists who were part of her record label, to the mature talent appearing in cocktail dresses and recording songs written by the best in country music. Cline had hits with songs by people like Hank Williams, Bill Monroe, and Willie Nelson. Wagner does a great job rendering these well-known songs in a style similar to Cline's, but not completely imitative. Wagner also finds ways to incorporate banter with a band led by musical director Drew Perkins to help reveal Cline's fun side. The six-person band is tight, which is impressive when you realize they have not had that much rehearsal time, and there are rotating members, making it difficult to establish a working relationship. Perkins has perfected the country gentleman role, but here you can see there is a devil on a shoulder just waiting to get into mischief. Terry Moore is uber fan Seeger, who manages to steal most of the scene she is in. When we first meet her, she is a housewife doing kitchen chores, and she takes us through the process by which she became a Patsy Cline fan. First, she is seen watching her on Arthur Godfrey, and then discovering her on the radio, and finally meeting her in a honky-tonk in Houston. While at that honky-tonk, Seeger and Cline cement their friendship, and Cline spends the night at Seeger's house. Terry Powers' set is simple but effective, a large open space for performing and a smaller rotating area that becomes a kitchen, a section of the honky-tonk, and a radio station as necessary. Kay Jenniferie's lights are decent, although not flashy, and Elizabeth Hopper's costumes work very well, especially Cline's cocktail dresses. Director Joe Papps has put together a fun evening that should please older patrons as we remember Patsy Cline in her prime, and younger viewers can discover a legend. Cline influenced an entire generation of singers, both male and female, and her story still looms large over country music. I can guarantee that Always Patsy Cline will be a hit. If you're going, don't wait to order tickets. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.